The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Now suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he's able with 10,000 men to oppose one coming with him with 20,000? If he's not able, he'll send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
We're going to get our exercise. We're going to burn some calories this morning. All right. Some of us learned this week again. Do you know this? Can you do it with me? Can you see where I'm going? Where do you think I'm going with my hands on the head? Oh, fine. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. What? That's right. You taught me that. So remember, this is you. Head, shoulders, knees and toes. You know that one, right? You guys can do it? Well, let's do it. Come on, we can do this. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Eyes and ears and mouth and nose. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Yeah, that was fun. Do you think they could do it? Should we make them? Yeah, we could, but I heard a lot of nervous laughter, so they know I won't. But yeah, we know that song, right? Is our head good for stuff? We can do stuff with our head, right? We can do stuff with our shoulders. We can do stuff with our knees, our toes, our eyes, our ears, our mouth, our nose, our hands, right? Can you guys do stuff with all those things, with your body, parts of the body? You can do it, right? Yeah. Well, today is God's work, our hands Sunday. But it goes beyond hands. Hands can only go so far. They can do a lot. Our heads can do a lot for God. Our shoulders can lift a lot for other people sometimes with God's help. Our knees, we make sure we bend our knees when we're lifting some of those things. Our toes, we move around. We don't sit in one place. Our eyes, we can see it. We can hear it. We can speak it. Sometimes we can smell it when it's not very good. But all those parts of the body, different things used for God's work. How else are we supposed to hear who Jesus is, right? Without some of those actions, without some of those words. Sound good? You're going to go home remembering all that now, right? You guys too, right? Good. 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 Well, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you for sending Jesus so that you can use us and send us and share the good news of Jesus with our head, shoulders, knees, toes, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, every part of our being. It's your work. Use our whole bodies, not just our hands. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You read those first couple of lines, and as you saw right there, I'm about ready to tear up this gospel lesson for today because it says I'm supposed to hate. Hate. Father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters. Kind of hard to hate when she's tugging at the heartstrings right now. It's really hard to hate. I just want to tear this up. I don't get it. It's really frustrating. Hate. It doesn't make sense. That is not how I was raised. I wasn't raised to hate my family. I wasn't raised to do that. I wasn't raised at all to think about that. That hating my own family. Can it be easier to hate some members of your family? Sure, sometimes. But not today. Today, it's hard to hear those words. What do you mean unless I can't come to you unless I hate What do you mean by all that? And why on earth is this the text for God's Work Our Hands Sunday? Why? Because we do have those hands, but what are we supposed to do with them? What does it mean, this God's Work Our Hands? We know there's plenty of opportunities out there to be disciples, to follow. We know there's many kinds of things we can do. We've done them over the years. We put together quilts, prayer shawls. We send money to places. We go out and we put water on the curb. We packed school kits last year. We made some care packages for some Waldorf International students last year. We do all sorts of things. The opportunities are out there to use our hands. And yet, it seems like when we really think about our lives, there's a brain fart. There really is. There's something like a slash between God's work, our hands. Something we just can't get over. Just like the beginning of the gospel text today. Some of us, we can't get over that word hate. What do you mean? It's a stumbling block. It sometimes blocks us from God's work and what we can do with our hands, our feet, our eyes, our mouth, all of that. And Jesus reminds us that there are those things. There are those things in that slash that separate us sometimes between God's work and our hands. He lists them. If you don't carry the cross and follow me, you can't be my disciple. If you don't hate your family, you can't be my disciple. You can't follow me. And if you don't give up everything you have, you can't be my disciples. There are things in our lives that push God to the edge, that really put that slash between God's work and our hands. Unfortunately, it's true. Sometimes family is that slash that'll separate us. It's not to say hate your family per se, but sometimes where do we put them when it comes to God? Are they ahead of God? How many of you have heard the most important things in my life are family, God, and something else? Where sometimes family gets put in the front of God. Maybe sometimes work gets in the way. Maybe it's sometimes it's play. Illness, doubt. What do we put our priorities in? Instead of going and doing something, maybe we say, well, don't worry, somebody else will do it. It's a big congregation. Don't worry. Somebody will take care of it. Maybe it's sports. How many people are probably right up there in Minneapolis right now with their grills getting ready for kickoff in 2 hours instead of spending time with God this morning, perhaps? Or using their hands there? There's a real cost. There's a real cost at times. And sometimes we have to do a cost analysis. We realize that there are a lot of things that sometimes get between God's work and our hands. We sometimes have to stop and say, well, can I do this? Can I do it all? All those things you're asking me to do? Can I give up all of these things and put you above all things else? Can I afford it? Maybe it's like when you're going to get that very first car and you wonder, can I even afford this? Or do I need a payment plan? And what's going to happen if that falls through? Jesus even mentions that. Don't you sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? So you're not that person that starts it but can't finish it? Can't finish that project? The numbers just don't seem to add up on our own. We can't oppose that oncoming army. Seems like the death talked about in Deuteronomy today is coming our way. Guys, we just can't get past the slash sometimes. And yet, it's not the slash per se that holds us back forever. Because God sends a delegation. God sends a delegation in Jesus Christ, who in Matthew 19:26 reminds us, with man this is impossible, but with God all this is possible. There's a way to get rid of the slash. God's work in our hands to bridge that gap. Today we're going to have a baptism. Not only one, not only two, but three at once for Kirby, Dax, and Tatum. It's going to be happening here in just a minute. And maybe you remember, think about how hard is it to carry your own cross and follow Jesus? But what's some of that fine print that we don't always remember in our baptism in a good way? So we're baptized into the cross of Jesus, marked with that forever. We're marked with the cross of Christ forever. We're carrying that with us wherever we go. We are, whether we like it or not. And the cost for Jesus was higher than anything we can ever calculate. And for us, it becomes priceless. So what about these hands? What about the voice, the feet, the shoulders, the knees, all of that? What's it good for then? If that's God's work, where do our hands come in? What's the point of that? If we're worried about perhaps doing too much to earn salvation, but maybe it's not that. Maybe we wonder, well, am I supposed to do all this to get that salvation? Well, how are we ever supposed to know about God's work in the first place without our hands? It starts in those promises of baptism. Responsibilities that go to are addressed directly to the parents, but they also go to the sponsors. They go to the congregation. It goes beyond that. We all, as part of this baptism, take on these responsibilities to help them live with and among God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word and the Holy Supper, teach them the Lord's Prayer, Creed, Ten Commandments, place in the hand the Scriptures, nurture them in faith and prayer so they can lead, learn to trust God and proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made. There's your hands. There's some of those hands. It is a team effort. It's more than just one person's hands, but it does come to each and every one of us, those hands. We would never know about God's work without that work going through us too, in our hands, in our mouths, and everything in between. It's not easy, but a lot of those things, most of those things, in fact, all of those things end up being God's work through the Spirit, through us. We would never know of the delegation of Jesus and the cost he paid for us without our hands, without God's work through our hands. You know what? This is great news. Great news that we need to hear today and every day, to share it, to share this amazing promise of God's work. And sometimes the only way people hear it, see it, know it, is through our hands, our voices, our feet, so others can know the promise of this amazing God's work for all. There are some of those barriers in our life, absolutely. And yet, somebody comes and tears them down and makes it possible in so many mysterious ways. So how can we go out and use those hands today instead of waiting for somebody else to do it? How can we use those hands, feet, mouth, for God so we can proclaim God's work? It's God's work. That's the important thing to remember. And it's a good thing it's God's work, because I've done the analysis on myself and it ain't pretty. It really isn't. So thanks be to God. Amen.